Welcome everyone to Crossroads Abbey. I'm Father David and this is morning prayer for Saturday, August 24th, the year of our Lord 2019, the feast of St. Bartholomew, the Apostle. The prophet says, "Thus says the Holy One who's high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who's of a contrite and a lowly spirit." Page 1 of our bulletins. Join me as we humbly confess our sins to Almighty God. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts, and we have offended against your holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And apart from your grace, there is no health in us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Spare all those who confess their faults. Restore all those who are penitent, according to your promises declared to all people in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may now live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of your holy name. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant each of you absolution and remission of all your sins, true repentance, amendment of life, and the grace and consolation of his Holy Spirit. Amen. The invitatory on page 2 as we pray responsibly. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise, the people say. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. Our morning canticle, the Jubilate at the bottom of page 3. O be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Be assured that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. O go your way into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and speak good of his name. For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures from generation to generation. Our Psalms for this morning, Psalm 127 and 128. Our antiphon, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. O come, let us adore him. Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. O come, let us adore him. Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. And the Gloria Patri, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our first lesson, St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1. Colossians 1, beginning in verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us from the kingdom of His beloved into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our responsive, the Te Deum Laudamus on page 5. We praise You, O God. We acclaim You as Lord. All creation worships You, the Father everlasting. To You, all angels, all the powers of heaven, the cherubim and the seraphim, sing an endless praise. Holy, 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 Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of Your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise You. The noble fellowship of prophets praise You. The white-robed army of martyrs praise You. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims You. Father of majesty unbounded, Your true and only Son, worthy of all praise, the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When You took our flesh to set us free, You humbly chose the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You were seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that You will come to be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help Your people, bought with the price of Your own blood, and bring us with Your saints to glory everlasting. Amen. Our second lesson, the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 6. Luke 6, beginning in verse 12. In these days, Jesus went out to the mountain to pray, and all night He continued in prayer to God. And when day came, He called His disciples and chose from them 12, whom He named apostles: Simon, whom He named Peter, and Andrew His brother, and James, and John, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon who was called the Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to You, Lord Christ. Let us respond now to our lesson in the Benedictus, the Song of Zechariah, page 6. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to His people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of His servant David. Through His holy prophets, He promised of old that He would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember His holy covenant. This was the oath He swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship Him without fear, holy and righteous in His sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare His way, to give His people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Feel free to pause the podcast at this time and to reflect on this morning's lessons, but return and join me as we lift up our voices together and proclaim our faith in the Apostles' Creed. The Apostles' Creed on page 6. In unison, I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Amen. This concludes our Liturgy of the Word. We move now into our time of prayer. Once again, we're praying responsively. I'll read the parts for the officiant. You'll read the parts for the people, and also the parts that are in italics. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit, the people say. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Together, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In our morning suffrages, O Lord, show your mercy upon us, and grant us your salvation, the people say. O Lord, guide those who govern us, and lead us in the way of justice and truth. Clothe your ministers with righteousness, and let your people sing with joy. O Lord, save your people, and bless your inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, and defend us by your mighty power. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. And at the bottom of page 8, this collect for Sabbath rest on this Saturday morning, Almighty God, who after the creation of the world rested from all your works and sanctified a day of rest for all your creatures, grant that we, putting away all earthly anxieties, may be duly prepared for the service of your sanctuary, and that our rest here upon earth may be a preparation for the eternal rest promised to your people in heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. Now we'll lift up three prayers for intercession, three prayers for mission. I'll use these at the top of page 9 to frame our prayers as we pray for the Church of Jesus Christ and all of its leaders, and secondly for our government leaders, and then we'll remember our neighbor. Join with me. Almighty and everlasting God, who alone works great marvels, send down upon our clergy and the congregations committed to their charge your life-giving Spirit of grace. Shower them with the continual dew of your blessing, and ignite in them a zealous love of your gospel. Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Lord, we lift up all of those who have the responsibility to govern your people and your church. Those that you've called as apostles and prophets, evangelists and pastors and teachers for the work of the ministry. We ask you to help these to be faithful ministers of your word and your sacraments. And we ask that you'd help them be godly examples to the flock. We pray for Foley, our Archbishop of the Anglican Church of North America. And we lift up Ron, our Bishop, here in the Anglican Diocese of the Great Lakes. We lift up Alan, our Dean, here in Eastern Michigan. And Brian, our Dean in Western Michigan. We ask, O God, that you'd help all of these build up your church for the work of the ministry. Take this time to lift up your pastor. Lift up your church. I lift up Crossroads Anglican and Crossroads Abbey. If you're joining us from another denomination, lift up your denomination. Lift up your pastor. Lord, forgive us our sad divisions and make us one. These things we pray through Christ our Savior. Amen. And now a prayer for our government leaders. O God, you've made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and you sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold and pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, hastening the coming of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Father, we lift up all of those that you've given the responsibility to govern your people. We ask you to lift up the humble and those who do what is right. And we pray for all of those who are proud and self-serving, asking you, O Lord, to reach their hearts. Help them to be mindful that it is you that gives all power and all authority. Rebuke the wicked openly, so that all may learn to fear you. We lift up Donald, our president, Mike, our vice president, all the president's cabinet. And we hold up Nancy, our speaker, Mitch, our Senate leader, and all of our elected officials in the House of Representatives and the Senate. And we bring to you all the courts throughout the land, John, our Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and all those judges that have been appointed and elected. We ask, O God, that you would help all of us to do justly and love mercy and to walk humbly with you and to submit ourselves to those that have the rule over us. And these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. And finally, Lord Jesus, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your Spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you. Lord, stretch forth your hands and deliver and heal all of those that are being oppressed by the devil. Help us, Lord, to love one another as you've loved us. And help us to stretch forth our hands in your name. We pray this day for all that are suffering in their bodies or in their minds. We remember the unemployed, asking you to open doors of opportunity that they may provide for their households. We pray for the hungry and the homeless, the destitute and the oppressed, the sick, the wounded, the crippled, all of those that are institutionalized. And we intercede on behalf of the lonely, those in fear, those in anguish, those facing temptation, doubt, or despair, those that are seeking you for wisdom, we ask you to provide it liberally. And we pray for the sorrowful and the bereaved who've lost loved ones. May your grace be upon them. And finally, we pray for the prisoners and the captives and all of those that are in mortal danger, that you, O Lord, would protect these that protect us, our men and women in the military and in the armed forces, our law enforcement community, and all of our first responders. We ask, O God, that you, in your mercy, will comfort and relieve all these and grant them the knowledge of your great love. And stir up in us the will and the patience to minister to their needs. For the honor of your name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Feel free to pause the podcast at this time and to lift up your personal intercessions unto the Lord. But return and join me at the end as we join our voices together and give thanks to Almighty God. The General Thanksgiving on page 9. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all of your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you've made. We bless you for our creation, our preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your measurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray you give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all of our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Almighty God, you've given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto you, and you've promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and our petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. You've been listening to Morning Prayer at the Crossroads, a prayer ministry of Crossroads Anglican Mission. Thank you for being our guest today at the Abbey, and we hope that you found your visit encouraging as we strive together to build up one another in the faith, to make the habit of daily prayer a regular part of your Christian discipleship. If you'd like to learn more about Crossroads Anglican Mission and Crossroads Abbey, please check out our website at crossroadsanglican.org. You'll find a host of prayer resources and helpful links there that'll help you learn more about the Anglican tradition, liturgical worship, and our vision of a new monasticism to help strengthen and encourage your walk and help you draw closer to God. I'm Father David, and this has been a production of Crossroads Anglican Mission. Let us bless the Lord, brothers and sisters. Thanks be to God. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church, and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.